From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Britain dropped its terror threat rating from critical to severe today. Police say they have arrested all the key suspects in last week's series of failed car bombings, and they say that there is no imminent danger of additional attacks. 8 people have been detained in the investigation that has stretched from London to Brisbane, Australia. Cell phones recovered from the cars were critical to cracking the case. Security officials also are crediting a national network of surveillance cameras. The camera network is one of a handful of terrorism-fighting tools in the UK that American law enforcement officials wish they had too. Here's NPR's FBI correspondent Dina Temple-Raston.
Everyone has seen the videos of the Glasgow airport bombing. The images were caught by government closed-circuit cameras that permit Scotland Yard to literally track the movements of every single car in the country. The system can store data for up to 2 years, so it is essentially creating a massive database of everything moving on British roads. If you had asked Miami Police Chief John Timoney if he wanted that kind of system just 6 years ago, when he was the top cop in Philadelphia, he would have said no. It was too intrusive.
When they were originally suggested back in 1999, when I was the police commissioner there, I was opposed to it, and I was not in favor of it. I have changed my mind.
Timoney says the big change came after the July 2005 subway bombings in London.
I had said something to one of my colleagues here in Miami after the July 7 bombing. I said, if those fellas that did that bombing, if they come up on CCTV, I am changing my mind. And sure enough, all 4 came up, and not just that they come up on CCTV, but they were able to track their movements from Leeds on down into London, and it was very valuable in the investigation.
The Glasgow investigation appears to be unfolding in the very same way. U.S. police chiefs like William Bratton in Los Angeles say this kind of system is vital if the U.S. is to effectively fight terrorism. The U.S. only has a fraction of the U.K.'s cameras, but airport video helped them track the 9/11 hijackers.
There was a lot of camera footage of those people coming into the airline terminals, etc. So here's an example of how those cameras can help you reconstruct and help you identify and help you particularly identify not only individuals but groups. And that was certainly the case in the London subway bombings. You could see all 4 of those characters coming into those stations together.
Civil liberties advocates like the ACLU's Barry Steinhardt are less convinced.
The costs are high, not only in terms of dollars that could be better spent elsewhere, but the cost of pervasive video surveillance includes the potential for tracking innocent people. It includes voyeurism, police officers and others using these cameras looking for attractive women, for example, and other abuses. And it'll really have a tremendously chilling effect on our public life.
Miami's Timoney used to share those concerns, but now he thinks that technology can curb those kinds of abuses.
The olden days, meaning 6, 8, 10 years ago, even John Timoney had concerns regarding privacy, the storage of these things, how these videos would be used. I think most of those concerns have been dealt with.
He says the digital cameras mean there is safer cataloging of the videos, and a computer can track anyone who might be making illicit copies. American law enforcement is envious of something else Scotland Yard has, easier rules for tracking emails or ferreting out information on a cell phone SIM card. They don't need court orders to eavesdrop. That's something many American law enforcement officials would like in their terrorism toolbox, too. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, Washington.